Some Syracuse counselors are receptive to a police union contract already agreed on by the mayor and the union. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the council is expected to vote on the contract in 2 weeks.
Counselor-at-large Michael Green says the biggest benefit is a provision that requires all new members of the police union to live in the city of Syracuse for the first 5 years.
I think it's an important thing that we've heard from a lot of constituents is having a better connection between the police officers and the community.
First Deputy Chief Joe Cecil says key areas of interest in the contract negotiations were recruitment and retention.
It gives incentives for folks to become police officers, to apply to become police officers. It has some incentives to keep some of our really qualified, seasoned officers from walking out the door.
The contract gives salary increases to officers that can speak a second language, with Spanish as a priority, and also those with college degrees and military service. There's a boost in pay for higher ranks and for officers to stay on longer. The mayor's administration estimates the incentives could cost an extra $12 million by 2022. The number of police officer applications the department has received in recent years has been going down. Cecil says they are in the process of developing a 2-year paid internship with students from the Public Service Leadership Academy at Fowler High School, so the department can hold the interest of diverse city residents who want to become officers until they are old enough to take the test. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.